You understand? Now, that's why all this disturbance and war, different religious convictions and whatnot, is on the face of the earth, is because the acute of the brethren is cast down unto you. And woe unto the inhabitants of the earth. You understand? Woe, woe, woe. You see? Now, I started out this morning by telling you about the dowry version of Bible. And I told you about the King James Version, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I tell you that? Then I told you about the Masoretic text, the 70 that translated from the original back there. You understand? I tried to tell you about that. The 70 in Alexander Eden. You understand? That made the first manuscript. You heard about the Dead Sea Scrolls and so forth. I don't want to get into that. But what I do want to get into is this. Now, this is what I'm getting into. See, now it's cast out the dragon and when Michael and his angels fought. You understand? And he was cast out. And their place wasn't found there anymore. And they cast out down here to you. Now, what do you expect to have down here on earth? But war. You expect to have all kinds of religious doctrines, all kinds of conflicts, you understand? All kinds of notions, you understand? Now that's what's down here.
Yeah.
You see? Now I come along to tell you the truth about it and tell you his real name. You understand? Now, the devil says it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You see? Now, you can't unravel no such mess as that.
That's right.
That don't even make sense. It's stupid. That's what you've got in your King James Version, and that's what you've got in your dowry version. You understand? Now, we're bringing it back to you like it really is. There's nothing that the world can say that they don't have no other alternative. And to say we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things we're bringing to them, they never heard it before. They never... This school was incorporated as a school, not a church. To go back in and tell you the reality of things and tell you the truth about it. You understand? Well, now that, just like Messiah, listen at me close. You pay attention to everything I say. Because I'm not mincing words. I'm not trying to do what you call preach a good sermon. See? I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to impart to you some understanding. I'm trying to show you the errors and mistakes of mankind that's been imposed on them by the devil.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rescue your soul. That's more important than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's how those things got everywhere, all those different doctrines. Listen, even just in a little congregation, Paul said to the Corinthians, said, why is it when you come together, into one place, why is it that every one of you has a doctrine? And a little handful of people. Everybody's got a different idea, different concept. You know why that was? Well, because they didn't know what the root or the pattern, how it operates.
That's right.
That's where your different concepts come from. You see what I mean? But now when you have the pattern to go by, when you understand it in its real terms, see, then that's a different story. That's the thing that it takes to liberate us and free you from the clutches of all of this satanic mess down here on the earth. See, and Michael cast out those angels and satanic spirits. Now let me say this, so you don't get that twisted. See, because it's necessary to say this. Now when they were in heaven, they were angels. When they're cast out of heaven to a lower state or degree, they are demons, not angels. I thought it was necessary to say. Now let me tell you something. When Messiah was here, he sent the boys out before he was crucified to cast those demons out of men. Both Jude and Peter say this. The angels that sin, God has cast them down to hell. That's your King James Version. Both James and Peter. Listen. And bound them in chains of darkness or ignorance. Listen. To be reserved against the day of judgment to be punished. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the reason why we tell you. Now we are not out trying to convert the devil or demons. We know better than that. See, there is no conversion thought. See. Am I making it clear?
Yeah.
Now here's what else I want you to see there. If he has cast them down to hell, say both Jude and Peter, maybe you can read it.
For if Yahweh spared not the angels that sinned,
for if Yahweh, listen close, for if Yahweh spared not the angels that sinned,
but cast them down to hell.
And delivered
them into chains of darkness.
And delivered them into chains of darkness.
To be reserved unto judgment.
To be reserved unto judgment.
Second Peter 2:4.
Now listen. Watch me. Then if he sent them out to cast out of men them demonatic spirits. See? You ought to be able to see something about where hell is.
That's right.
That's
right.
See? And if it is darkness, that's confusion.
That's right.
And ignorance.
Up here in your mind.
That's right. Where did it come from? Cast out of heaven. Woe to them that are on the earth. You understand? Because the accuser of the brethren is cast down to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And those satanic spirits or demonic spirits is incarnate in your mind.
Amen.
That's why you can't believe the truth.
Amen.
You understand? That's why when the truth is presented to you, you understand? Which you never have had. You understand? You say that that's a bunch of junk.
But you never heard it.
Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Does that make it clear? All right, now, that was Peter. Where would you read that?
Second Peter 2:4.
Now, I want you to see something else right there in Peter before we go away. I want you to see who it is. You understand? And I want you to look there, just check it, so you can see. We don't have time for you to read the whole chapter. You understand? Peter spake there in that second Peter, chiefly. Now you listen at me, Mr. Freddy. Chiefly them that walk after the flesh. Read it out there.
2 Peter 2:9.
I want you to read some of them and see what he's saying. And see.
Yahweh knoweth how.
Yahweh knoweth how.
To deliver the righteous out of temptation.
Knows how to deliver the righteous out of temptation.
And to reserve.
And to reserve.
The unjust.
The unjust.
Until the day of judgment.
Until the day of judgment.
To be punished.
To be punished.
Yes.
Read on.
But chiefly. Them that walk after the flesh.
Them that walk after the flesh. Now look up here. Look up here. Mm-hmm. Now here they are, Rome and the cross.
See?
Walking after the flesh.
Right.
Now see what Pete said there? Chiefly them that walk after the flesh. Now I want you to hold that one. Get the 8th chapter of Romans. We'll be back here. Get the 8th chapter of Romans.
Okay. There is therefore.
And the first verse. There is therefore.
No condemnation.
No condemnation.
To them which are in Joshua.
To them which are in Joshua.
Inside.
1 Corinthians 12 and 13, and hold what you got.
You see? That's right. You see?
1 Corinthians 12 and 13.
For by one Spirit. Are we all?
Listen, for by one Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're reading out the Bible by a nominator or something? That's not a commentary. See? For by one Spirit
are we all baptized?
It don't make no difference whether you're Jew or Gentile. For by one Spirit, not water.
Right.
Are you all baptized? Into what?
One body.
All right, read it. Whether we be Jew or Gentile. Now, is that meant to you?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you see that, Brother William?
Yes.
Now, you can't put nobody in no church.
Right.
See? See? Infants are grown-ups.
Right.
Or middle-aged folks. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
For by one Spirit are we all baptized into
one body.
All right, read. Don't make no difference whether you do or do not. Whether we be bond or free. And have been all made to drink. Read of that one Spirit. See? Angels are ministering spirits. Then they're cast out of satanic spirits.
See?
With a multitude and diversities of doctrines.
Right.
You see? You understand? But it don't make no difference
whether we refuse or did. We're all baptized
into that one body. We're all baptized.
See?
How? By one Spirit, not
That's right.
You see it now? No, you can't get around it. Now, look what we were talking about. Now, you see how you got in there, don't you? You see how everybody gets into the one body.
Right.
But what is the body? The body is the congregation or the assembly, which you speak of as the church.
Right?
That's right. Now, what would you... Now, we're going to go back to Dr. Harris now and read the same verse that he read about the chief then that brought that to the place. And now, get back over there because I'm going to put these two together. That in the 8th chapter of Romans. All right, read.
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh. In the lust of uncleanness.
Mm-hmm. And despise
judgment.
And despise or hate God.
Presumptuous
they are.
Self-will. They are not afraid to revile dignity.
They are not afraid to gang burden, said they are not afraid to speak evil of dignity.
That's right.
Said, I'm a dignity.
That's right.
That's all right, Doc.
I was sent to preach the gospel.
That's right.
To you just like it is. Right. And the world out there not afraid to speak evil of me. Because I'm out of harmony with what they think. They don't have no fear. And the Roman Catholics have sent them around, God heard my kind, and put them to death by the million.
That's right. Protestants, too, have did it. Apostle Paul says this,
yea, and all that will live, orderly, in Yahshua the Messiah, shall, not maybe, but shall be persecuted. I can't expect nothing else but persecution. And I'm not down here to complain about it either. You understand? I'm down here to undergo. For your sake. Do you understand?
All right. Beyond that, there is therefore now no condemnation.
Now listen. Chiefly they that walk after the flesh.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Is that what Peter
That's
said?
Right.
And you go on down in there, he said that false prophet and false teacher. You understand? Mm-hmm. And James picked it up over there and he said this. You understand? So he's talking about this. That's listen at me now. They're like natural brute beasts.
That's right.
See, just like a natural brute beast, a cow, a horse, or any beast, you understand? All he knows is out in the pasture, you understand? Eating grass, you understand? He don't know nothing about where that grass comes from, you understand? He just a natural appetite pulled inside with what he thinks. He's a natural brute beast eating to feed himself. You see what I mean? And you got something like that there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, suppose you read. Now we're talking about them that walk after the flesh.
That's right.
That's right.
Read.
Whereas angels which are greater in
power. Now you see how it comes down to whereas angels which are greater in power.
And
might.
I frame not rated
accusation. Frame not a rated accusation.
Yeah.
You see? That's why you can't see them, but that's a natural thing. Now here is Apostle Paul speaking in the second chapter of Corinthians for the natural. He don't know spiritual things. And neither can he know. You understand? When you commit to talking to somebody about immersing them in the name of the Father, Yahweh, immersing them in the name of Yahshua, in the name of Elohim, or the Holy Ghost, he don't know nothing about what you're talking about. Give him a present of honor.
That's right.
Do you understand? And that's a good thing. After the flesh, well, carnal mind, them satanic spirits, incarnated in them bodies, walking around here with all kinds of religious doctrines. Got the world turned upside down. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't understand what I mean, but I mean Roman Catholics and Protestants and Buddhists and every other kind of thing. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Freddy. Worshipping of idols and idolatry. A lot of superstition and a lot of ignorance. See, when you come in talking about spiritual things, you have to have the spirit to design spiritual things. Understand? Now let me make the contrast. Read on down a little further, I'll make the contrast.
But these as natural
brute
beasts.
Made to be taken. All right, read on.
And destroy. Speak evil of the things that they understand.
Speak evil of the things that they don't understand. When I'm talking about baptizing him in the name, and he can't see nothing but a puddle of water, not now fun to do but to speak evil of me.
That's right.
Because he can't see nothing but a puddle of water. When I'm telling you, you understand, that I'm giving you that bread, which is the Spirit. See? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing up here talking about eating and wiping and drinking grape juice. But nothing else for him to do but speak evil of me.
Right.
Sound wrong. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? See? You get it now?
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah.
Is anything getting over to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read. I am reading it out of the Bible.
All right, Doctor. And shall utterly perish in their
own corruption. And they were made to be taken and destroyed. That man is going to be destroyed. Listen, don't the potter have power to make one vessel under honor and the other under dishonor?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now you've got 9 different gifts.
There.
You understand? And here you've sat. You're supposed to be able to understand the gift of prophecy.
Right.
You're supposed to be able to understand the gift of tongues.
Right.
And the interpretation of tongues.
Right.
You have another gift, the gift of discerning of spirit.
Right.
Can't you discern the difference?
Right.
Somebody giving you some crackers and bread, dude. And somebody ducking you in a puddle of water. Can't you discern the difference? You see it?
All right, read.
They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness.
And they will receive the reward of unrighteousness. Read on.
And they that count it pleasure.
They count it pleasure. They get glad time. Great pleasure. All right. Read.
And they that count it pleasure to ride.
They count it pleasure to ride with you in the daily ministration. Do you understand? Always somebody wants an opportunity to come down here and tell you how you ought to take the grape juice and how you ought to punch somebody in the water. Get great pleasure. Gonna come down here and learn and teach us something. Ain't got the nerve to want us to pay them for it.
Right.
And the more spasmodic sticks they have around here, you understand, they call that preaching a great sermon. So then you ought to run your hands deep in your pocket.
You understand? See, they tell you to help the Lord along.
That's right. Them vessels made to be taken and destroyed. Those are those satanic spirits incarnated in physical bodies. They can't understand nothing only something natural. Do you understand what I mean? They don't understand nothing about the spirit. It sounds like foolishness to them. You're talking way off out there in the seventh dimension, so far as it is.
Yeah.
They don't know about what you're talking about.
That's right.
You got to put some kind of meat in your hand. Some getting touch. Some getting taste. Do you understand? You understand? You see? Do you see what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Now, just like you got to put something down here, you can touch and taste. You understand? You got to put some greenbacks in there. Some making feel, some making stand. You understand that? Don't you? Some people go down to the grocery and buy a loaf of bread with. See, just like that bread he gave you here. See, just like that water he gave you here. You understand? Do you understand? That ought not to be hard. You ought to be able to understand that.
All right, read on. Let's be further. That
spots they are.
Spots they are!
And blemishes.
And blemishes!
Sporting themselves with their own deceit.
Sporting themselves with their own deceit.
While they be
tucked up in his carnal mind. You understand? Reading around chapters and verses in the Bible and don't know one God's thing about it. Sporting. You understand? All he can stop. You understand? Yeah, collar turned backwards. His regalia and his robe on, he's an important title. With his clergy vest on. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Pants all creased and all. And his pulpit decorum.
Yeah.
You see, you know what I mean by pulpit decorum?
Yeah.
It's unimpeachable. It is truthfully modern.
Yeah.
Now let me show you what I'm talking about. Because some of you don't know. You understand? See, he must keep his coat buttoned up. I don't care how hot it is. All wrapped up in that, something under, you understand? Shirt and collar turned off, backing him all wrapped up in it, you know, his clergy vestments and garments and all, you understand? And then his speech, you understand? Is highly academic. He speaks fluent. His genetic fluctuations. See, his gestures. You understand? They're out there. You understand? He's versed in extemporaneous oratory. You understand? Yes, indeed. He speaks fluently.
he doesn't make blunders. He's educated to the utmost degree. He is classified as an intellectual. He is a walking lexicographer. You understand? He's a master of language. His diction is profound.
Read. And if a virgin marries, she hath not sinned.
All right.
When did you start?
I started in the 28th verse.
Try the first verse. Second.
Yeah.
Try that verse.
Now concerning the things whereof ye...
Now they wrote him an epistle and they asked him about it. Now he's fixing to get some answers to it. You see? Now concerning the thing that you wrote to him about.
All right, read.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman.
It is good for a man not to touch a woman. All right, read.
Nevertheless.
To avoid fornication.
Let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband.
Let every woman have her own husband.
Let the husband render to the wife.
All right.
And likewise also the wife to the husband.
All right.
The wife has not power of her own body.
All right.
But the husband.
Read on.
And likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Refuse ye not one the other.
Get Romans. Read the first, the seventh chapter of Romans, in the first and second.
Know ye not, brethren?
Mm-hmm.
For I speak to them that
know. Now that's what I want to talk about.
Know it all.
See, now he's got it in both places, though. But we want to get right at the cardinal point. See, we don't want to waste no words. Brethren, I speak to them that know the law. Now, do you know the law? Does the Gentile know the law?
No.
Now, he's writing his epistle. He speaks to them that know the law. And what about the law?
How that the law has dominion over
us. How that the law
has dominion over us.
As long as he lives.
As long as he lives.
For the woman with half a husband.
For the woman with half a husband.
Is bound by the law.
Is bound by the law.
To her husband.
To her husband.
So long as he lives.
So long as he lives.
But
now wait a minute. This is the way it was in the law.
That's right.
See.
Now let me get this over to you. Now you may think that this is out of harmony with what we have been talking about.
No.
Peter said, chief of them which walk after the flesh.
That's right.
You see what I mean? You see?
Yeah.
And then the chief that walk after the flesh, see, they do what? You understand? And I haven't got around to tying that down is good and hard numbers, kid. See, I'm saving that. You remember I told you about the 8th chapter of Romans?
Yeah.
You understand? Now, I'm going back and put them things together, too. And I wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. That's right. You see what I mean? I would not miss that for nothing in the world. Now, look. Look up on this top here. To the law, to the testimony, I say. You understand? Now, whenever you try to tell a idiot something, he'll say to you that in this dispensation, we're not living under the law.
Yeah.
We're living under the dispensation of grace. Yeah. Ain't that what he tells
that's
you?
Right.
Ain't that what all of them are saying?
That's
about
right.
You? But now, you have to come back to the law. See, you have to come back to the law.